This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, September 20th. God's word to you today is the Passion, and this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John 1, verse 1, and it says, "We proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life." A truly intellectual faith will set your soul on fire. I can say this boldly because that was my experience. So far, the question, did Jesus really exist, has been answered. The question, why should I follow him, has also been answered. The question of did Jesus die has been answered. Now, the question was, did he actually resurrect? All of the disciples were scattered around the world. There was no technology, so they could not keep in touch or communicate. Yet every disciple died for the testimony of the resurrection in different parts of the world. Simon Peter was crucified upside down by Nero. Andrew was scourged and tied to a cross to die, a long and painful death. James was killed by Herod with the sword. Accuser saved and martyred. John the Beloved was the only one not to die a violent death, but he was secluded to the Isle of Patmos, where he died peacefully in 100 AD. Philip was crucified in Egypt in 54 AD. Bartholomew was skinned alive and beheaded. Matthew was stabbed in the back by a swordsman sent by King Hyrtacus of Ethiopia after he criticized the king's morals. James, the son of Alphaeus, was killed by hitting him in the head with a club. Thaddeus was crucified in Edessa, the name of cities in both Turkey and Greece, in 72 AD. Simon Zealot was crucified in England in 74 AD. So what about Thomas? If anyone would spill the beans on a heist, it would be Thomas. I followed Thomas's trail and it led me to India. Thomas was killed in India by running him through with a spear. He was impaled on a pole. Thomas died saying Jesus is alive. I have made up my mind that I will follow Jesus. When I decided to follow Jesus, the intellectual faith birthed in me a passionate faith. Truly, intellectual faith gives birth to a passionate faith. When it gave birth to a passionate faith in me, I began to experience the resurrected Christ. I began to experience the power of his resurrection. My belief now has gone beyond the text and articles that I read, beyond the hours of research that I put in. My belief has gone beyond my conclusion and has now extended to my experience. Taste and see that the Lord is good. It is impossible for anyone to convince me that Jesus is not alive. I have experienced him live. I have seen Jesus heal the sick, raise the dead. I have seen cripples walk. I have seen unbelievable things that prove to me that Jesus is alive. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.